Hello, my name is Carson, and this is my podcast for the Paul Engel Contest.
I could feel the blazing sun warming my skin on the chilly autumn afternoon. I looked up at my two older cousins, Jacob and Micah, racing up the tall, powerful oak tree in my grandparents' backyard in Waverly, Iowa. Grandma, I want to make it to the very top of the tree and see all of Waverly, I spoke yearningly. Well, if you try really hard and put in the work of climbing, you'll get there. Go join your cousins, replied my grandmother encouragingly. Eager to join in, I grabbed the lowest branch and heaved myself up with great effort. You think you can catch me, Carson? Laughed Micah, teasingly. Yup, and I'm going to, I answered with confidence. The fresh smell of the leaves and the crisp air created a feeling of accomplishment in me. The sapphire blue sky, dotted with clouds like cotton balls, and red leaves blended together in beautiful harmony. Despite my cousins' teasing, the sounds of their voices made me feel included. Birds sang their many melodies in my ears. I was relaxed, completely at peace as the wind blew over my face. My trek was not finished, though. I continued to climb the wide trunk and branches of the oak tree, when all of a sudden, my foot slipped, and fear shot through me as I went tumbling out of the tree. My shoulder hit the ground with a loud thud. The wind was knocked out of me. I felt pain as I laid in the rugged, crusty dirt, gasping for air. Defeated, I rose up and plopped down on the hard and uncomfortable bench of a picnic table and asked myself, how can I make it to the top of the tree if I can barely get past the lowest branches? A feeling of discouragement was coursing through me. The warmth of my grandparents' house seemed very inviting, but I studied the vibrant red and orange leaves of the trees, felt a gentle breeze on my arms and injured shoulder, and heard the shrill of a woodpecker. The beauty and peacefulness of nature and the thought of the amazing view at the top of the oak tree compelled me to try and climb to the top again. Motivated with a newfound energy, I walked with purpose to the tree and started scaling its wide trunk. I passed the woodpecker's nest and heard their shrills cheering me on toward the top. Fatigue gnawed at my bones and legs, but I kept going. The tree bark felt rough in my hands as I ascended the tree. After all of my effort, I grabbed the final branch and pulled myself to the top. I saw a vibrant blue sky. The sun had begun to set, which draped the sky in pinks, purples, and oranges, and as if an artist had painted it on a canvas. I spotted the Waverly Shell Rock High School building. The Waverly Health Center's roof was just peeking over the horizon, and I saw my grandparents' red grand caravan parked in the driveway. My grandmother's wise words echoed through my head as I learned what effort and hard work can bring.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. Goodbye.